Look, we learned an awful lot. You know, as you said, we were very much a new team last week. You know, we had 9 girls making their Donegal inter-county debut and another 2 that were just in their second game. So, look, a huge amount of inexperience. And, you know, to be still in the game with 12 minutes to go, you know, at 6-all, we were very, very happy with our efforts. We always knew it was going to be a struggle because we, you know, we were definitely lacking firepower. Any of the senior girls we had were more of a defensive minded players, maybe the exception of Amy Boyd-Carr. So we knew that was going to be difficult. And I think the big lesson in terms of the learning you mentioned there was not to give the ball away stupidly. You know, we of the 11 scores that Galway got, I think there were 6 or 7 directly from Montfort there by ourselves and those by senior players too. So I think that's the lesson, you know, and I think that's the learning for these new young girls that, you know, they're playing at 11 now where they're going to be punished for mistakes. And I think that's what we hope they take out of the game, and we hope that they're fit to rectify now going into Leeds on Sunday, because that's another step up against you know, obviously the best team in the land at the minute.
And can we expect many changes from the team that you lined out last week?
No, they'll not be very much. Look, we have it, at the minute, and we're very happy with what we have. Look, it is definitely a transitional period for Donegal, and you know, we're trying to blood a few players and trying to bring players through and expose them to senior and county football. So, look, the only way they're going to learn is by being at the coalface. And look, I know we don't like to throw anybody at the deep end, but that's where they are, and they'll definitely be the better for the experience. So, look, maybe 1 or 2 better positional changes, but look, by and large, it'll be the exact same squad as we had last week.
Do you feel Meath are potentially maybe a weaker team this season, with players having left the panel for the likes of Vicky Wall having gone to Australia?
No, not particularly, because look, if anybody's seen the play Dublin last week, you know, they made a raft of changes in the second half, and they came with a real punch, you know, on the back of those changes. Emma Dugan will be back this week. They still have the Neva Sullivan, the Stacey Grange, Myra Shocknessy, Elan Cleary, these players, you know, they're as good as what's about. And look, Meath are in such a crest of a wave, you know, they haven't, you could count on one hand them at a lot matches they've lost in the last 5 years. So, you know, that comes with a massive amount of confidence. So yeah, look, they're missing some massive players, Emma Troy and Dickie Wall, but look, it's only 2. I think the rest of the teams in Division 1 have lost a lot more than Meath have, so you know, they're still going to be a very formidable outfit, and you know, it's a huge challenge ahead of us.
And would you say Donegal are maybe putting more of a focus on the championship this year as opposed to the league, with the likes of Niamh Hegarty and Geraldine McLaughlin among some of the players that were granted an extended break?
Look, I don't think it's as simple as that, Faith, to be honest. You know, I don't think anybody sets out to be weak or strong in the league. You know, you play the hand that you have, and look, we're very unfortunate at the minute. You know, we're blessed to have the likes of Niamh McLaughlin in our ranks. You know, the footballer of the year last year, and Eva's out, she's going to be injured for another while, and she's recovering from surgery. So you know, the players like that is not something that you set out to do, or you don't plan to give people rest. And look, the likes of Nicole, who just kind of small injured the minute, and she's missing. So as I say, I don't think anybody approaches the league with a view to purposely being under strength. So it does just happen to be what we have at the minute. And look, you know, those older girls have given a huge amount of service to Donegal, and we haven't put any dates or timelines on any of them, really. You know, they're entitled to their break, and look, some may not be back, some may be back, so we just don't know. But it's time for Donegal now to focus on the next generation and see where that takes us.
And missing that experience on the pitch, particularly in around the forward line, is there a bigger pressure going on against the reigning All-Ireland champions?
No, I don't think it's any bigger than last week, to be honest. You know, those younger girls have got to get better. They've got to get develop a cutting edge. We've got to find some teeth somewhere in terms of getting scores. They've got to become more clever, and that's what we hope they'll gain in the games to come. You know, last week was a big wake up call to them in terms of the way they were punished for the mistakes they made. You know, they would have learned what the potential risks of dwelling on the ball, and you know, and only having scored 6 points showed that what we done last week was enough. So look, we need to go back to the drawing board and we be a bit more creative this week, and I think we need to be a bit more brave as well, and a bit more courageous in how we attack, and you know, take a few more risks, because look, if you're going to give the ball away, you might as well do it when you're having a proper cut. And I think, look, we were very, very cautious last week. You know, we kept the ball really well, and But look, it's not how we want to play, because ultimately we only got the 6 points, and look, as I say, it's going to be part of the learning process for those younger girls. But look, as I say, we have at the minute, and we're not going to be introducing any more bodies anytime soon, so they just got to learn and learn on their feet, and look, there's no better place to do that than Division 1 against the best teams in the country.
And Katie Dowds made her senior debut at only 16 years old. Last week, you said she was probably player of the match against Galway. Could she be somebody to look out for maybe this season for Donegal?
Yeah, well, look, you know, just game for her, and she was completely under the radar, and, you know, playing in, I suppose, the middle third is nowadays is where it's most commonly known for people. But you're a half-back, and until you're half-forward, that's kind of where you're playing, because you're doing a wee bit of everything. And look, that's what Katie had done last week. Look, she made a brilliant run for set up and Susie White's point in the first half, and she got fouled a couple times, so look, her contribution was huge for a girl at her age. But you know, we're not expecting anything from Katie. Look, she's still a minor next year as well, and look we're very happy with her progress, but look, she's a long way to go, and it's been a brilliant start for her. But look, she's just one of many really young and experienced girls that are there at the minute, and they're all trying to learn, they're all trying to find their feet, and you know, Katie will find Division 1 a struggle like the rest of them all. But look, she's a great girl, and you know, there's a fabulous debut for her, and she really came out of it with her stock rising at her last week anyway.
And there was a few other girls, Cody Walsh and Jodie McFadden, both coming off the minor team. How are these girls managing that step up to senior level and the difference?
Well, Cody and Jodie would have been part of last year's group, so look, they would be well versed in senior football at this stage, and look, they would have seen a lot, and you know, had the fortune of the training of the likes of your Niamh McLaughlins and your Karen Guthries and your Vaughan Boners last year. So look, they have seen it, but look, getting in at the deep end and having to do it is a whole different ball game. And I think, look, the difficulty for us at present is that there are so many young and inexperienced girls. You know, the ideal scenario is where you're able to mix and match and play, you know, some of your more experienced players and some of your young players, and then, you know, the older players help the young ones through. But unfortunately, that's just not an option for us at this moment in time. So we're having to put all our trust and faith in so many of these younger girls. So whether it be Cody or Joey or Katie Dowd, you know, there's other girls. Katie Long, you know, played only her second match the last day. She's maybe a year older than that. Lisa Ryan, similarly, you know, with her first start. Sean Higgins came on the last day. Kieran McGarvey started the game. You know, she's only 19 years of age. So listen, you know, it's a huge amount of inexperience, whether it's a year or two in the squad. They still have, you know, very few games of senior football played, and you can train all you want, but look, it's until you go in at the deep end and play in the matches and the competitive matches at that, you know, that's where you learn, and it is a big step up for those girls. But look, they're going to be the future for Donegal, and look, they will be the better for the experience of having played at this level.
Brilliant, Maxie. Thank you so much for joining us, and best of luck again at the weekend.
No problem. Thank you.